that you have been past and saved. It's an accomplished fact. Verse 6, for he raised us, once again, past tense, from the dead. That implies if I've been raised from the dead, I'm no longer dead. How God raised Christ from the dead, and if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, then he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body, means bring to life, by his Spirit which dwells in you. That's Romans 8:11. Right? And so this is all, the Bible ties together all the time. So now, I've been raised from the dead, which means I'm no longer dead, along with Christ, and I have been seated. Not going to be seated. I have been seated. So, listen, he has seated us, which is past tense, with him, Jesus, in the heavenly realms, because we are, present tense, we are united with Christ Jesus. So the problem has been that we've been praying from down here, clucking around with the chickens, instead of praying from a place of authority up there. You actually need binoculars to see the devil. He's so far below you. And we think he's so far above us that we are running around trying to do. It's an accomplished fact. I've already been raised from the dead. I'm already Christ-centered. I'm already in Christ and Christ in me. Things have already taken place. I'm already healed. I'm already prosperous. I've got the victory. And so when you pray, don't pray up, pray down from your position of authority. Where is Christ? He's in us. Christ Jesus is sitting on the throne with the Holy Spirit, who is Christ, who is God, who is the Son. Remember, the three are one, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They're all God. Amen? All God. And it's like H2O. You get water, you get ice, and you get steam. It's all water, H2O, but different functions. But it's all water. Like you, spirit, soul, and body. Different portions of you and parts of your life, but the same person. Hola. If you're Spanish, say, hola, Taco Bell. Okay, we'll get there later. The Cornish translation, some of you, you know, there's deaf translation and Cornish translation and expanded translation. There's so many translations. But the Cornish says it like this. God raised us out of it all with Christ. He raised us out of it all. The gates of hell will not prevail against my church. Who's the church? You, me, not the building. The gates of hell won't prevail against the church of God. He took us out of it all. So anything that the devil's got, the curse that he brought into the earth by getting Eve to sin, he tricked them. By that curse, everything that's in the curse is not going to land in your life. But you've got to know this. How do you get saved? By faith. How do you get healed? How do you get victorious in every area? By faith. How can you be in faith if you don't know something? See, faith begins where the word and the will, which is the will of God, faith begins where the word of God is known. You can't have faith until you know the word. How can you have faith? You can't. Faith comes how? Romans 10:17, it comes how? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. One more time. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, not having heard. Once, you don't get it once. You got to keep hearing it. You understand. How do you get a bad habit? You repeat it over and over and over, and it becomes a bad habit. How do you get the word in your life? You repeat it over and over and over. You kick out the bad habit, you bring the good in. It's not garbage in and glory out. It's garbage in, garbage out. Or glory in, glory out. Okay, so we're talking about translation. Cornish says God raised us out of it all with Christ and set us down on the right hand of power with him and gave us dominion. And if you've got dominion, you've got to have a domain, because he made you as a peculiar people, right? a royal priesthood. That means a kingly anointing. Isn't God the King of Kings? Right? Who the kings he's talking about? He's born again children of God. Amen? With a priestly anointing. So we've got anointing to do what a king does. And the king would make a decree, and that decree would have to be carried out. We saw that in the book of Esther, where they were going to kill the Jewish nation. And they eventually got the king to want to recant, but he couldn't. He said, it's gone out already, I can't change it. You'll have to make another law to override that one, which they did. Said the Jewish nation can defend themselves. You all remember the story? Amen? It's a great story to read. The book of Esther, read it. Amen? And so we have been sat down on the right hand of power. And he gave us dominion. As a king, you have a dominion. You have a domain. You can't be a king without a domain. Who you're a king over? Nobody. Then you're not a king. You can't be a shepherd without sheep. A pastor is a shepherd. The true meaning of pastor is shepherd. If you don't have sheepies, you're not a pastor. So don't tell me I'm a pastor. Let me see the fruits. I only see little lamby-pambies behind you, bah, 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 training them up in the way they should go. Amen? All right, so it's fun to have fun, isn't it? So we have been seated together with our Lord and Savior, and we must learn how to sit in that place of authority. You know, Jesus said these words. He says, you got to labor, but not labor to earn salvation, to earn healing, to earn victory, to earn finances. He's not talking that labor. He's not talking like people think faith without works is dead. We're not talking that. He said, labor, one labor you should be doing, to enter into my rest. The only way you can enter into that rest is to be fully persuaded with the word of God. Whatever you believe in God for, you have got to get that word so instilled in your life that the word becomes part of your DNA and you become part of God's word. And when you speak, the word of God comes out. When you're fully persuaded, like Abraham, you'll have children at the age of 100. Now watch out, because I have an anointing to pray for people and they have babies. You've seen it. I mean, people who couldn't have children, how many we've seen in this church? Someone came to me and said, stop praying for me now. And they couldn't have children. They had four or five. How many? Five or something. Anyway, we must take our place in our seat at rest because of the finished work of the cross. Everyone say, finished work. It's completed. It's past tense. Now, in order for you and me to become saved, to become born again, I have to receive salvation.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
You can reach us this morning at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I can tell that David is in a creative mode this morning. He's got that jumpy, youthful movement going on here. And if you're not careful, David, you're going to drop some pounds. Let's see.
Couldn't hurt.
Drops. Well, we're not sure where we'll drop them. I don't want to trip over them, you know, well, if you drop them.
I'll try not to let that happen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I hope that we can get Afonso on air at some point. He was sharing with me a story of somebody being healed that had a tumor that just fell in the floor in his restaurant. He's telling me this. I'm like, what? Oh, right in the floor? Are you serious? You know, I'm like, wow. But amen. Hey, we'll take healings anyway.
Amen.
God wants to give those to us. And I've got a buddy. I haven't brought him in yet. I've got to get a hold of him. My buddy Gary. Gary, if you're listening today, it's time we get together, brother. Long time. But brother Gary traveled with an evangelist where when people were prayed for, they had to hang on to their clothes because they would drop pounds, lots of pounds, and conditions and situations. So when people came up for prayer, they, please hold on to your pants. Now, somebody's going to say, McLean, you're absolutely insane. I'm just telling you, this brother I totally trust, and he I believe he was a part of that. I've got to get Gary. We've got to hear that story.
I'd love to hear that, but I do know it's true, and I've heard other stories of healings that involve rapid weight loss. It's
amazing. All right. Well, I'm not sure how we. Oh, yes. Because, you seem so energetic here this morning, Dave. We have a donation that has come in. Actually, last evening, we did not get to close the night out, which kind of left me in a little bit of a lurch. I like to finish things like that, but we didn't get to because the time got away from us and we had a program that kicked in. But Jose made a donation yesterday afternoon, and this was, I don't know what time, it was right at almost the end of the day. And it is a $50 monthly recurring donation. So over the next 6 months, that's going to be $300. I just entered that in. And, Jose, that's all going to be matching funds, which we did not have at the end of the day yesterday. This morning we do. And so thank you so much to Paul, our snook fisherman, who has made a tremendous investment into this ministry. And so we do have the day to match this up, but we don't need to wait the day. You know, it's already almost 8 o'clock, so we need to get those phone lines open. 772-221-1100. It seems like there's a quiet time before the calls start coming. I don't know if people are just, you know, maybe it's coffee time. And, of course, I was making coffee at, 4 o'clock or 4:30 this morning. So, you know, we have to get moving a little early. So if we're a little bit ahead of you, we'll still be here. We'll still be here. Give us a call, 772-221-1100. Of course, you can also go online to WCNO.com. You can also text a donation to 24365. And if I say it wrong, help me out, Dave.
If I can do, I'll do it, yeah.
Somebody said that when I was giving the address yesterday that I was giving Palm City Road.
I think you may have. That's
at
possible.
Some point, yeah.
Yeah.
That could have happened. So, no, we're not on Palm City Road. We are in Palm City, but we are on Map Road.
Map Road, exactly.
Map Road, two piece. Thank you so much, Angel, for that donation yesterday afternoon. $50 a month. And so we're going to add that in this morning. Give us a call. Let us know what your donation is. If you've already given, then we're going to have record of that, and we're gonna find some mail around here this morning and start adding those donations in as well. And we are looking for your call, so give us a shout. It's almost 8 o'clock, so we could go to a program, but I think, Dave, what we need to do is just keep these phone lines open to hear from our family. So we are looking for your call. Looking for your call. Let's see what this song is. Going to cue it up, go to it. And we have 2 minutes, and it might just shut it down. So I don't know if that'll work.
Maybe. Hard to tell, yeah.
Hard to tell.
New system.
We have been talking a lot about the importance of evangelism. This morning, the scripture that we read in Psalm really emphasizes that fact that we need to publish abroad. And of course, I know the printed page with newspapers and all circulation is nothing like it used to be. So many people get their newspapers electronically or get their news on the web or something like that. There's so many other ways to do it. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, there really is, there's no greater medium than the individual believer being a billboard of our faith and communicating that to our watching world. And sometimes, maybe often, I will hear people say, it's easier to witness to other people than my own family. But yet, God is able to minister to your family, maybe through someone else. And, you know, if you're driving this morning and you're in traffic, the car next to you, they may be listening to WCNO too, you know. So it's one thing that radio is amazing to be used as a medium that goes right into gated communities. It goes right into whether it's the sputterbug car And, you know,